Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. My name is Skip Daly, and I'm joined by Julie Beasley. Julie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Skip. How are you?
Oh, I'm getting along. Have you had an exciting week?
I guess it's been an interesting week. Punxsutawney Phil, of course, the big news this week, saw his shadow.
It's been cold. It's been real cold. And this week is supposed to drop down into the single digits here. And a little disappointed, I must say.
I know we've had a bit of snow and sleet and rain, and I'm ready for some warmer temperatures.
I agree. I don't think we can bring spring soon enough. I'm a little disappointed in that groundhog, but that's what we get though sometimes, right?
We've had a few warmer winters, so I guess it's time for some snow and a little bit more cold temperatures.
Indeed. I just heard about the news coming from Bloomington City Council, and they have decided unanimously to allow the developer of the Players Pub property to go ahead and demolish that. The Historic Preservation Board was looking to save that as a historic landmark, but 0-9. Was the vote. So all 9 city council members voted to go ahead and approve that demolition.
That'll certainly change the landscape. Big place that a lot of people walk through that area of town, especially with having the Chocolate Moose right across from that area as well. So that will be interesting over the next few months, next few years to see how that transitions.
And also some news that I just came upon on social media. IU Health Bloomington Hospital Emergency Department nurses Lindsay Hill and Brittany Davis were recently recognized by the Bloomington Police Department for their compassion toward an officer who had experienced a very exhaustive shift. The officer was involved in a CPR effort on an infant and had responded to 2 other violent traumatic events within an 8.5-hour shift. The nurses contacted the police department supervisor to relay their concerns for the officer due to the potential mental impact that those experiences could have. Their actions resulted in the officer receiving needed intervention and services. So that was some wonderful news coming over social media that our first responders are working together as a team to make sure that everyone's physical and mental well-being is where it needs to be.
I did see that on social media this week, and knowing if you're experiencing so many traumatic events, and especially if you know, that person is on the scene by themselves. So thankful for those nurses who are definitely looking out for our public servants.
So definitely thanks going out to Lindsay Hill and Brittany Davis, and of course, all of our medical and police responders. And now it's time to take a look back at this week in history. All the way back in 1964 on February 1st, the Beatles had their very first number one hit song in the United States. That was I Want to Hold Your Hand. On February 2nd in 2004, Swiss tennis player Roger Federer became the number one ranked men's singles player for the first time. And that was a position that he has held for a record 237 consecutive weeks. In 1917, on February 3rd, that was when America entered World War I. Of course, that happened when diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Germany were severed due to their unrestricted submarine warfare. On February the 4th, in 1969, Yasser Arafat took over as the chairman of the terrorist group, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And on February 5th, in 1907, Belgian chemist Leo Baekeland announced the creation of Bakelite, and that was the world's first synthetic plastic. And our celebrity birthday this week, Jennifer Jason Leigh. She turns 59 years of age today. Julie, are you familiar with Jennifer Jason Leigh?
I know I've heard the name. I know she's an actress, but I could not tell you what she's been in or what era that was.
Well, she did a lot of stuff in the 70s and 80s, but she rose to prominence when she played, I want to say it was Stacy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I've heard of that movie for sure. Well, today on the show, we welcome Katie Norris and Lindsay Dominguez with Hotels for Homeless and our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon. But first, your local news headlines are brought to you by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance and investments. That's American Senior Benefits of Bloomington. They're online at asbofindiana.com and also by Brothers Carpet Cleaning, the region's best reviewed carpet cleaning business. Find them online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com. Now, Skip, tell us what's happening.
U.S. Senator Todd Young sponsored a resolution calling on the International Olympic Committee to move the 2022 Winter Olympics out of China and rebid it to another country unless Beijing immediately addresses its egregious and numerous violations of human rights. Young was joined by U.S. Senator Mike Braun from Indiana, as well as other U.S. senators in his call to insist that China not be rewarded, considering what he described as horrific record of human rights abuses.
Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend and 2020 Democrat presidential candidate, received confirmation yesterday in becoming the new United States Secretary of Transportation. Buttigieg said he was honored and humbled by the vote in the Senate and mentioned that he is ready to get to work. The Department of Transportation distributes federal highway funding and regulates aviation, railroads, as well as busing.
The Monroe County Community School Corporation has named a new superintendent as they approved a three-year contract for Dr. Jeff Hoswald at a board meeting earlier this week. Hoswald has been the superintendent of the Kokomo School Corporation since 2010 and is a native of Corydon, Indiana. He also worked as an assistant superintendent in the South Harrison Community School Corporation in Corydon. Hoswald will take over for retiring superintendent Dr. Judy DeMuth on July the 1st. 1 year ago, DeMuth announced her plan to retire in June 2020, but delayed those plans by 1 year to help guide the corporation through the coronavirus pandemic. Hoswald will spend the next several months transitioning between school corporations.
Bloomington police are looking for 30-year-old Eric Quentin Johnson as a person of interest in the killing of Teresa Michaels, whose body was found at an apartment on the west side of Bloomington after a fire earlier this week. Michaels died as a result of strangulation, according to an autopsy. Johnson, an African-American, is described as 5 feet 10, 185 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair, and is believed to be armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact local authorities.
A new proposed bill in the Indiana legislature is aimed at opening eligibility for state vouchers to more students from middle-income families, raising family income eligibility. Nearly 40,000 low- and middle-income students were able to attend schools which more directly met their needs in the 2019-20 academic year due to the existing school voucher program, and that number could essentially double next year when the program expansion is passed into law.
Indiana lawmakers brought a bill to a halt that would prohibit employers from requiring workers from getting immunizations against COVID-19 or any other disease. The measure, which was introduced by Republican Senator Dennis Cruz, would have allowed employees to decline vaccinations for medical, religious, or reasons of personal conscience. They would also be allowed to sue an employer that required immunizations as a condition of employment. Republican Senator Phil Boots said Wednesday there would be no additional hearings or committee votes on the bill.
According to a news release from Indiana University, the dean of the media school, James Shanahan, will step down later this year. Shanahan is the founding dean of the media school, which was created in 2015 with the merging of IU's School of Journalism, the Department of Telecommunications, and part of the Department of Communication and Culture. The release said Shanahan will remain with the university as a faculty member, and an interim dean will be announced at a later date.
The city of Bloomington is inviting the press and the public to attend the 5th annual Joint Public Safety Report to the Community. The online presentation will update the community on the state of public safety in Bloomington and the city's continuous effort to improve it. Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton will introduce Bloomington Police Chief Mike Dekoff, Bloomington Fire Chief Jason Moore, and City of Bloomington Community and Family Resources Department Director Beverly Callender Anderson. The online event takes place Tuesday, February 9th at 11 o'clock a.m. Details online at bloomington.in.gov.
And the Indiana Department of Revenue will start accepting filings for the 2021 individual income tax season on February the 12th in concert with the Internal Revenue Service. Individuals have until April 15th, 2021 to file both their state and federal income tax returns and pay any taxes that are owed. And those are your local headlines. We'll be back with more of what's happening after this quick break. You're listening to the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
A tattooed love girl.
She etched her name across my heart.
A tattooed love girl.
Welcome back. Julie Beasley here, along with Skip Daly on the South Central Indiana News Network. And each week, our community update is brought to us by the world-famous family-friendly Porthole Inn. Turning 65 this year, the Porthole is Southern Indiana's longest continuous live music venue. You'll love their famous pizzas, steaks, and catfish. Open for takeout. Check them out online, portholeinn.com or on Facebook. The Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department announced that the Frank Southern Ice Arena, which closed its doors shortly after the season began on November 19th, 2020, due to safety concerns related to the spread of COVID-19, will not reopen this winter. The ice arena in a normal year would have remained open through early March. Limits on gathering sizes to 25 people or fewer was a primary factor in the decision to remain closed for the remainder of the season. The ice arena, which is open seasonally, has tentative plans to reopen in October of 2021.
Well, Julie, tonight we have a very special treat. Joining us, Katie Norris and Lindsay Dominguez, co-founders of Hotels for Homeless. Katie, Lindsay, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Katie, go ahead and tell us a little bit about this organization that you've started, Hotels for Homeless, back in March of 2020. Is that correct?
We started it on March 18th in response to the homeless situation during the middle of a pandemic. During the shutdown. So a family approached us that was separated. There was a mom and a two-year-old daughter, teenage daughters, teenage son, and a husband. And they were separated and would come back together when the father would get paid. They would go to a hotel for a few days. When the money would run out, they would all get separated again. So on this particular day, the mother and two-year-old daughter had left the shelter and were out in the rain. And when they went back, they couldn't get back in and there was nowhere for them to go. I spent all day long trying to find a place for them to go. I got a group of family members to throw down on a week in a hotel. And then it ended up being 2 weeks. And 16 days later of being able to stay together, they were able to save up enough money and use local community resources. And they were in an apartment of their own.
So, Lindsay, what's your background? How did you get involved in this organization?
Actually, kind of serendipitous. We were both pretty active on the Monroe County Mutual Aid Facebook page, and we both had contacts through there. And then she posted a message saying, hey, I have this idea. Can anybody help me with this? And I said, sure. What do you need help with? Because I was home furloughed from work. It kind of snowballed from there. We scaled the project and really worked together to build something that's kind of taken off and helped a whole bunch of people.
All right. So homelessness is a very serious matter, but equally, it's also a sensitive topic. And there's a feeling of it being a little bit taboo to talk about relating to the issue at hand. And tonight we're looking to learn. So with that in mind, start out by telling us a little bit about the Bloomington homeless community.
It's a lot larger than anybody is aware of or could even have comprehended at the beginning of this. We opened hotel rooms on Christmas Eve to anybody sleeping outdoors. So that did not include anybody in the shelters. That was just people sleeping outdoors. We started thinking maybe there would be 30, then maybe 50. We filled over 100 rooms. I mean, even we did not know how large the scale was.
data tells us that there's about 500,000 U.S. homeless at any given point in time. How many are there here in the Monroe County, Greater Bloomington area?
I would say if we're going on our current participant list and our waiting list, it's anywhere from 100 to 200, maybe even more. Especially with the pandemic, it fluctuates frequently. Pretty severely, somebody can be in an apartment one night, have 5 days, and they need to be out and they have nowhere to go, finding themselves experiencing homelessness.
So what you're saying is there's a few hundred here experiencing homelessness on the streets.
Right. That does not include the 80-some beds at one shelter, the 40-some beds at another shelter, the multiple families they have at another shelter, the 49 beds plus that they fill at the brand new shelter, the 20 of each gender at another shelter. I mean, add that up.
Okay, so let's try to understand what you're offering a little bit more. You've figured out a way to collaborate with hotels to offer rooms. Are they charging you? Is this for free? How is this working?
So we have made a deal to get a rate of $56 per night, which means the hotel is literally making zero profit off of us. We can put up to a family of six in one room. You know, on any given night, we have a certain amount of rooms. We pay $56 a night. The way that we pay for these is the majority is community donations. We have gotten some grants and we've been sponsored by places like Anthem Insurance, but the majority of how we pay for this is by community donations. People just understanding and liking what it is we're doing and supporting it.
You're talking about community donations. Can you talk through a little bit? How did you start the outreach? You mentioned that Hotels for Homeless started on March 18th, and we really started experiencing the pandemic around March 13th. So that was pretty quickly that you got up and going and were making some traction moving forward. Can you talk a little bit about the thinking behind development and how you started that community outreach?
So we had the first family, and we got them covered for 16 days. And then on Monroe County Mutual Aid, other people started reaching out. And I said, hey, this is clearly a need that we're going to have. We had the next man that reached out for him and his partner. And I said, I've got $10 on it. Who's with me? And by the end of the night, we had paid for six nights.
Absolutely phenomenal. Can you talk a little bit what this has meant to both of you? I guess maybe personally that you're spending all this time putting this effort in and connecting with these families. You mentioned a family being separated for days on end. What does it mean to you when you can actually physically see this family being reunited and knowing that you played a part in that?
There are almost always tears of joy on all ends.
Always. Basically nightly, we go through a roller coaster of emotions from anxiety and stress and longing and wishing that we could help everyone that reaches out to us or that's referred to us, to, oh my gosh, we just made enough money to cover another family. Who are we going to call? Let's call somebody and bring them that joy. And I think for both of us, it has really gotten us through this pandemic, through our very strange new normal. We've become best friends, which is fantastic. But more than that, it gives us hope that someday maybe this problem can be solved and it's attainable and we see a realistic goal, but also on the flip side, we see all the work that still needs to be done.
Is all of your inspiration drawn from the experience that you talked about last March, or did you draw inspiration from seeing this being done in another town, another community?
I had no idea anybody had ever done it before, but actually a lot of people do. The mayor's office from Indianapolis reached out to us pretty quickly and asked if we had any advice, and they had one up and going. They still have it going.
There are programs now popping up all over the country. We just heard about one in South Bend. There's one in California I've heard of, North Carolina. I think for both of us, it was more drawing on personal experiences and the way that we were raised and taught that you give to others who don't have. And we felt strongly that we have what we need to get through this safely. So let's do something so that others can have that as well, especially families safely shelter through all of this.
All right, Katie and Lindsay, we'll talk more about giving to others that don't have as much when we come back from this quick break. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
This is Julie Beasley with What's Happening. Stay in touch with our local community by checking out our daily news and local sports headlines on our website, bloomingtonnews.online. You can also find them posted on the What's Happening Facebook page. Thanks for listening to the South Central Indiana News Network.
Really sticks to me now. Oh, how you shake it. You're my honeybee. I got to have your loving. Oh, it's my heart I can see it. I really got to have your loving. You're all I need. You're all.
And we're back. Skip Daly here, along with Julie Beasley. You're listening to What's Happening. Today, our guests, Lindsay Dominguez and Katie Norris, the founders of Hotels for Homeless right here in Monroe County. Katie, we were talking all about your program, the history and how you got inspiration and all the good that you were able to do here over the last 10, 11 months. We talked earlier about how serious of an issue this is, but there's a lot of stigmas about homelessness here in our community. From your experience, are the resources that we have and the generosity of our community, are they helpful or are they encouraging of a vagrant lifestyle? What is your take on this after getting to know our homeless community over the last year or so?
I would say that it is extremely helpful. Nobody is encouraged to sleep outside in the freezing cold winter in the middle of a deadly pandemic. Nobody. People want to be safe and warm. People want to be able to isolate. People want to be able to be together with their families. And the community that we have is amazing. And I have witnessed more miracles than I can count. The resources that we have are amazing. And even with all of these resources and all this community support, we still have not been able to solve the homeless situation in our community. I mean, we're doing great, but we need more.
That brings up a great segue. What percentage of our local homeless are falling on hard times versus how many of them have mental disease versus the percentage of perhaps physical addictions or perhaps just lifestyle choices?
So there has definitely been a huge number of people through the pandemic who have lost their jobs, who have lost their homes, you know, so there's a lot more people experiencing homelessness right now than we would regularly in our city. Yeah, I would say almost half of the people experiencing homelessness right now are due to the pandemic and the problems that that causes.
You've talked about the outpouring of support and just the amazing community that we have here in Monroe County. And moving forward, we're definitely looking for the community to jump in and be of more support as you are starting a new fundraising campaign. I believe that's called Walk a Mile in Their Shoes. Can you tell us a little bit about that fundraiser, how it got started, and what you're asking of the community moving forward?
Yeah, so we had a lot of parents and even schools and clubs and stuff reach out to us and say, hey, how can kids be involved? How can they do this? How can they help? So we thought about, you know, ways that they could help. And Lindsay realized that it was a mile in between Seminary Square, where the tents were, to Community Kitchen, where they serve food. So we want to say, walk a mile in their shoes, basically. Imagine that your bedroom is a mile away from your kitchen, and that's how far you got to walk to get something to eat. So we're asking that children walk a mile or do another physical activity and ask their family and friends or clubs or whoever to sponsor them by donating to H4H Bloomington via PayPal, Venmo, Cash App for what they're doing. And the children that want to participate, we are also encouraging their families to help them make a care package or a blessing bag to hand out personally. And for those who are unable to make their own, we are having many of them donated. So one of the days that the kids can pick up packages is on the 12th of February at Seminary Square from noon to 8. The IU chapter of the NAACP will be at Seminary from noon to 8 p.m. in honor of the 12th being the 113th anniversary of the founding of the NAACP. And then at the very end, we will be giving away some awesome prizes to the kids that participate in any way, shape, or form. We want to raise awareness. We want them to be active. We want them to feel like they are actually participating.
Other than donating via Venmo, PayPal for H4H Bloomington, what are some other items or tangible things that are needed for those packages?
Some really great things that we have people frequently ask for are things like warm socks right now, socks and gloves, hats, mittens, warm clothing, long underwear. Also hygiene products, deodorant, soap, shampoo, toothbrushes, toothpaste, things like that that you think you use every day on a regular basis, but someone who's maybe living outside doesn't necessarily have access to. Obviously, during the cold weather, the warm items are really desperately needed.
Ladies, we have about a minute left. Why don't you go ahead and share with our audience anything else that you feel is important right now?
Just that Hotels for Homeless is able to help anybody experiencing homelessness for various reasons, whether they're separated from their family, they're trying to escape domestic violence, they are having trouble with addictions and need resources to get into rehabilitation, they're elderly or disabled in any way, shape, or form. So we provide hotel rooms for people to safely isolate until we can find them stable long-term housing.
We try to be as low barrier as possible so we don't discriminate in any way. You may be put on a wait list for a while, but we try to help anyone and everyone that reaches out to us in one way or another, whether that's actually providing a hotel room or working with them to find another resource that may be a better option for them. We try to keep it as low barrier and real life for the needs as we can. Anybody can reach out to us at our email, h4hbloomington@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page, and the same, h4hbloomington.
All right, why don't you go ahead and give us that contact information one more time?
Email, h4hbloomington@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page, h4hbloomington.
All right, ladies, thank you so much, and congratulations on all the success of this program. And on behalf of our entire community, thank you for what you've done and inspiring everybody that's listening, hopefully inspiring them to be better and to get involved in some way, shape, or form.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'd also like to thank our friends at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. On behalf of Julie Beasley and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us each and every Friday evening as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.